following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And we got a breaking story. I don't think anyone saw this one coming. Jeffrey Epstein is dead. He committed suicide. And you know it's really suspicious when the news stories that you read have put the word suicide in quotes. That lets you know that probably something fishy is going on. Wouldn't it be great if they did that? Alleged suicide? If instead of just reporting it as suicide, they would say alleged suicide until we got more details, right? But no, everyone's reporting it as a suicide. And I think everyone knows that it probably actually wasn't. But, you know, who am I to judge? I wasn't there in the cell. Maybe the guy, you know, took his paper pants and hung himself somehow. But I think that for the vast majority of people, we think that something probably is up. Now, for those of you who somehow don't know, Jeffrey Epstein is a convicted sex offender, and he is famous for having a, what do they call it, the Lolita Island? The Lolita Express, where high-powered men allegedly would go with him to have sex with underaged girls. And, you know, he has been associated with famous people such as Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and many others. Bill Clinton flew the Lolita Express dozens of times. I can't remember what that number was that I looked up and told you. Was it 26, 27? It was a bunch of times. He had Epstein over at the White House. And, you know, Democrats say that Trump also was buddies with Epstein. And they have a picture of him with Epstein and saying something along the lines of he likes them young. If you have the stomach for it, you can do a little searching on the internet and find some really horrible things that are associated with Epstein and that are really dark, too dark for this program, I think. We like to keep things light here, so we're going to let Fox News explain it to you. Here's a clip.
Good evening, Raymond. Around 2,000 pages of documents related to a lawsuit involving a former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein and one of his accusers were released and revealed that in the 2015 lawsuit, the alleged victim, Virginia Gouffre, accused Epstein of forcing her to have sex with a string of public figures. They include names we've heard before. Britain's Prince Andrew, for instance, seen here in a photograph with then 17-year-old Gouffre. In the background is Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's former girlfriend and the woman Gouffre accused of orchestrating a so-called sex slave ring with Epstein. Gouffre also named the well-known lawyer Alan Dershowitz as one of those with whom she was forced to have sex. Dershowitz has repeatedly denied the accusations. And new names surfaced in these documents, among them former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell and former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. A spokesman for Governor Richardson also denied the allegations, saying in a statement, quote, Governor Richardson has never even been contacted by any party regarding this lawsuit. To be clear, in Governor Richardson's limited interactions with Mr. Epstein, he never saw him in the presence of young or underage girls. The documents also revealed that in a 2016 deposition for the lawsuit, Epstein repeatedly refused to answer questions about alleged sex trafficking, invoking his Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. Epstein, of course, was arrested on July 6th this year, and has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges.
So now that Epstein's dead, do I keep having to call him an alleged sex trafficker? And as long as I'm pondering these things, is there anything that brings the horrors of sex trafficking to light as strongly as the image of getting freaky with Alan Dershowitz? I mean, even just thinking about it, I wish someone would throw a blanket over my shoulders and just run me to safety. You poor thing, think of something else, please. Now, the lady who made the accusations actually said that she did not sleep with Donald Trump. So that she was not assigned to sleep with him or whatever the format is. So that's kind of interesting. Now, Alan Dershowitz actually has pushed back against this and says that he was not, that he never did anything like this, didn't have sex with any of Epstein's people or whatever, and didn't even know any of them, and said that she was pressured into making that charge to sell her book, and actually was originally going to say that she did not sleep with Alan Dershowitz. Now, if you look on Alan Dershowitz's Twitter, it is blowing up, and they have an article that he apparently had written a long time ago saying that we should stop, you know, worrying about having sex with people of a certain age. I can't remember, but, you know, they're pretty mad at him. And the senator that was accused, oh man, his Twitter is really exploding. And Senator Bill Richardson also accused of this, of having sex with this lady. And his Twitter is also, wow, there's so much on his Twitter. It's insane. And so they have clips of him being asked about Bohemian Grove and sweating as it's happening. They have kind of proofs. I don't want to say proof, but what they think is proof, connecting trips of when he's been away with meetings with Epstein and Hillary Clinton. You know, real conspiracy stuff, right? But I mean, look, we're living in conspiratorial times. We know that, we know in the as strongly as we can know without actually being there, right? From this trail of stuff, it's strongly alleged that Epstein was running this sex trafficking ring and that many high-powered people are involved. And, I mean, I don't want to say that it's something that hasn't been proven is common knowledge, but a lot of people believe it. And, you know, these connections, it's funny because a lot of these things that people are accused of creating conspiracy theories for have proven to be true. And is there any conspiracy theory larger than the conspiracy that the Democrats had of Russians being involved with Donald Trump that they pushed for years at a time? And, you know, and they never get called conspiracy theorists, but that's like the biggest conspiracy of all, that the president is a Russian puppet. That's a huge conspiracy. So, you know, the word conspiracy is used a lot against people, but I think many people believe in the conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy because it's not proven, but it's highly suspicious that just as these accusations come out, and now that we have pages and pages of documents that have come out, now we get Epstein is dead. And he was under suicide watch. They claim that he tried to... And, you know, why is it he committed suicide, not allegedly committed suicide, until we get more details and we can figure out what actually happened, right? I mean, how does a man under suicide watch kill himself? I don't know how hard it is, you know, if you're in a jail cell to ace yourself, but... Oh man, it can't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you have the will, you can do it. But you'd have to find something that's strong enough to hold you. You got to find something to hang it up to. You got to get yourself up there. It just seems like a big rigmarole, right? It seems like it's maybe harder than it sounds. But I don't know. I don't know. So he was found unconscious in a cell in a federal jail in downtown Manhattan. And in the Metropolitan Correctional Center, he was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. They say it's one of the most secure jails in the country. It might be secure, but you know, it's not well monitored, I guess. Although, according to NBC News, They said he wasn't on suicide watch. That's interesting. Huh. In fact, now that I think about it, I don't know where I assumed that he was on suicide watch other than the fact that he had tried to kill himself earlier. Epstein's death immediately set... This is from Yahoo News. Epstein's death immediately set off speculation that he had been killed or that someone who should have been watching him was looking the other way when it happened. With confirmed ties to political figures up and including presidents of both parties, European royalty and headline names in business, finance, and academia, Epstein was a lightning rod for conspiracy theories even before his death. Women who have accused him of forcing them into having sex when they were underage have also said he pimped them out to some of his powerful friends. His trial, more than a year away, could have proved embarrassing or worse to people who are part of his large social circle. Now, it's funny, because Paul Krugman is a Nobel Prize winning economist, and he's like huge for bad economics, and you know a lot of people love him, but I think he's terrible. But anyway, he wrote, if we were living in a paranoid fantasy universe, I would be very suspicious about the Epstein suicide, even about whether it was really suicide. Isn't that funny? And you know what? The Epstein case shows itself that we are kind of living in a paranoid fantasy universe. Now, get this. Okay, I just talked about conspiracies and things. Joe Scarborough tweets out, quote, "A guy who had information that would have destroyed rich and powerful men's lives ends up dead in his jail cell. How predictably Russian." You know, I don't know if Joe Scarborough still claims to be a Republican, but I don't see how he can. I mean, he talks trash about Trump. He's always siding with Mika Brzezinski, the co-host that he married. He's a Democrat nowadays, guys. Actually, you know what? He used to claim to be a libertarian, and I can tell you that he is definitely not a Ron Paul libertarian anyway. And, you know, the Democrats have gone bananas. Remember last week when I finally got to the Democrat debate? And I mentioned how Tulsi Gabbard destroyed Kamala Harris. Well, afterwards, they accused Tulsi Gabbard of being a Putin puppet and an Assad apologist. Tulsi Gabbard has said multiple times Assad is a brutal dictator, but would meet with him in order to avoid war. And she keeps getting accused of being aligned with Putin. Hawaiian Senator Tulsi Gabbard accused of being a Putin puppet. Is she a major right now in the army, still presently serving? The Democrats are the true tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists. Anyone who doesn't agree with them, boom, they're a Russian bot, Russian troll, a Putin puppet. So it's ridiculous, and it doesn't matter whether it's an ordinary citizen or whether it's a sitting senator, they will still accuse them of this. It's a new knee-jerk reaction they have. I mean, I guess it's always the same. You know, well, they added that one. That one's new. It's either you're a racist, you're a sexist, or you are a conspiracy theorist. But I'm telling you, these Democrats, they're the real racist, the real sexist, the real conspiracy theorists. Because this is all they see. They see the world in these groups. And I think Joe Biden is part of this. Here's a clip of Joe Biden speaking at a conference earlier this week.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Yeah, he's a lean, mean, gaff machine. Joe Biden recorded on video. Poor kids are just as talented as white kids. What a genius. Okay, well, actually, I cut that clip a bit. There's a point where he realizes his mistake, and then he just starts naming off groups of people. And so I'll play the entire section of that. You know, I don't want to take anything out of context, you know.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
Think how we think about it. Think of the thoughts that you have thought yourself. And then you realize that you've been realizing, thinking thoughts wrong. Black, brown, white, Jew. And then vote for me, Joe Biden, 2030. I wonder if Biden knows anything about Jeffrey Epstein. Do you think they included him in the big parties there? He's been around long enough, right? You know, Chuck Schumer took money from Jeffrey Epstein. My girlfriend pointed out a meme that says, if you're surprised that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, imagine how surprised he must have been. I saw another meme that said, here's a photograph of the last person to visit Jeffrey Epstein in his cell. And it was a sunglass and mustache wearing picture of Hillary Clinton. I saw the hashtag trending on Twitter, Clinton body count. That's a hashtag that's been around for a while. The conspiracy is that all the people around the Clintons, you know, that have seem to have anything on them or against them end up dead. So, it's hard to tell what's true nowadays. You think it would be easier than ever because of the internet. But as fast as information spreads, misinformation also spreads. And now you have these social media companies censoring what goes out so you can't even make the decision for yourself. And that's what makes it so tough. Do you know that the DNC's lawsuit against Assange was thrown out? Don't you think that would be on every, you know, headline everywhere? I've barely even seen it. I've only seen it in one source, as a blip. It's crazy. Is thrown out the right way to put it? I don't know what the legal term is. But the judge dismissed the case, saying that if you prosecute Assange, then you'd have to prosecute all these journalists who have released the stuff, and he made an analogy to the Pentagon Papers. So at least one judge knows Assange is a journalist. Oh no, I'm looking at Joe Scarborough's tweets. All right, on that tweet where it says that how predictably Russian. Somebody wrote, oh, I can't believe they did this. They wrote, did the Russians kill your intern too? Oh man, that hurts. That might have been a low blow for Joe. Joe Scarborough. I don't know much about this case. I do know that a dead intern was found inside of his locked office when he was a congressman back in the early 2000s, and then I think it was a couple weeks later 9/11 happened, and the press did not cover that story very much. So I have no idea what happened in that case, but if you want to go and look up some of those suspicious things, you can do that. God, I just wish I knew everything. Wouldn't that be so great? Wouldn't it be nice to know what happened to Kennedy, what actually happened to him, and all of these other, you know, thousands of conspiracies, real or not real? Would it just be nice to know the answers to these questions that we will probably never have in our lifetime? I would love to see just what actually occurred in these cases. Who's behind the scenes? I mean, are we really controlled by like a cabal of people in cigarette smoking rooms? Or is it like, you know, is it there's wars going on that we don't know about, or these powerful people, right? And the public is just kept in the dark. And once in a while, we see the edges of it, like when Epstein ends up dead in his cell, right? I mean, I would just love to know what's really happening in this world. And it's a shame that if you bring any things up, you get shut down as being a conspiracy theorist. It sucks because it doesn't let you explore. And if there are forces, you know, at work behind the scenes in some of these situations, they'll never be revealed because it's so easy to just, you know, say to anyone who's got an open mind, oh, you're just a conspiracy nut, and shut them down. You know, they call Donald Trump a racist for asking for Obama's birth certificate. Look, the Clinton campaign puts out a rumor that Obama was born in Kenya. Trump says, hey, let's see the birth certificate. And he doesn't show it. I mean, that's going to make anybody suspicious. And then he shows like not the original birth certificate, right? And then he's like, this isn't the original one. Where is the actual birth certificate? Everyone's like, it's the same thing. And then they report that as even after he saw the birth certificate, he still kept asking for the birth certificate. Well, that's not exactly what happened, guys. And when Ted Cruz, when there was a rumor that he was still actually Canadian, Trump wanted to ask for the birth certificate, but he knew the backlash that he got before. And I think he was pretty sure that he could beat Ted Cruz for the nomination. So he didn't really bring it up too much. Although I do remember Trump making a reference to an Inquirer story that showed a picture of a man who was allegedly Ted Cruz's father, I think, in a giving away communist information and somehow being pals with who's the guy who was accused of killing Kennedy? That guy. Lee Harvey Oswald. So that was a weird situation there, too. Hey, do you think it's a conspiracy theory that newspapers are liberal, that they lean towards? I remember some of the congressmen, some of the Democratic congressmen would say it's a conspiracy theory that these media sources are biased towards liberals and that they're against conservatives. But I think a couple of things happened this week that kind of put the lie to those words. One of them is that Donald Trump said some nice things earlier this week about the people who were unfortunately killed in those shootings that we had, those mass shootings. Well, Ocasio-Cortez and other Democrats come out and calls the Washington Post that actually put out a nice story about, it wasn't a nice story, it just said Donald Trump calls for unity rather than racism. And they changed the headline in future editions because of the outcry from the Democrats. I couldn't believe it. One of the papers, I don't know if this was the only one, but the Washington Post definitely did change its headline to accommodate the Democrats. Oh, the New York Times is the paper I was thinking about. So the New York Times, Trump urges unity versus racism. So they changed their story, and the Washington Post change their story. Yeah, here's some quotes from the Democrats. Ocasio-Cortez retweets the New York Times headline, Trump urges unity versus racism. Let this front page serve as a reminder of how white supremacy is aided by and often relies upon the cowardice of mainstream institutions. Can you believe that? Kirsten Gillibrand tweets out, that's not talking about the headline, Trump urges unity versus racism. She tweets out, that's not what happened. Beto O'Rourke tweets out, unbelievable. God, these guys are the worst. And the other big thing that I think puts the lie to the story is that Mitch McConnell got kicked off of Twitter earlier this week. So you had these liberals. You ever see Frankenstein when the villagers have got the torches and they're going after him? Mitch McConnell puts out a tweet showing these liberals in front of his house going, we know where you live, Mitch. You know, well, he gets in trouble and for tweeting the video, and Twitter bans him. Now, they've reinstated him since. But, I mean, come on, man. But no, I guess you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist for thinking these things. Oh, man, it's awesome. You know, what's happening today in the world? It's insane, but, you know, hey, it gives you something to talk about, doesn't it? Well, I hear some rumblings that some things are happening behind the scenes going on. I guess it's a conspiracy, right, that this is happening. But they're going to pass some laws to force these social media companies to stop being so biased. I mean, personally, I don't think they should pass any laws about it. I think some companies will come up and take the place of these people. You know, anytime you have a company that gets too big, they start screwing up and smaller companies rise and take their power away. And I think that that's what will happen here. I don't think we need government intervention for that. As much as we would love to put some laws against it, come on, man, let's be conservatives and not liberals where we use laws to force people to do what we want them to, right? All right, guys, the New York Times put out this quote about their original headline. Headline was flawed, is what they say. Amazing. All right, I got to go, everybody.